This is your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 20th from Dr. David Kirk, Executive Medical Director of Critical Care at WakeMed Physician Practices.
Good morning, everybody. Today is April 20th. I am David Kirk, and I'm honored to give you today's COVID-19 update. Over the weekend, North Carolina's number of cases continued to plateau. About 7% of the patients we test are positive. Our system-wide number of cases is stable as well. We have not yet required the surge operations we started designing over a month ago. Let's think back. By March 12th, Italy's death toll topped 1,000, and on that same Thursday, WakeMed had our first positive COVID-19 admission. The novel coronavirus was here, and at the same time, we're all seeing its destruction around the world. The enemy was hidden within our community, and we did not, at least not yet, have a way to diagnose COVID-19 from the other multiple causes of fever and shortness of breath. At that time, the amount of coronavirus disease in our community was tiny. However, to protect our staff, we still had to isolate a lot of patients just in case. Testing ability through industry sources in the state were completely overwhelmed. By the end of March, our isolation areas were filled with potential cases. With a destroyed supply chain, WakeMed was running out of PPE at an alarming rate. However, a few days later, thanks to our laboratory colleagues, we would get a reprieve. With a newly installed and validated testing platform, our number of potential cases went to zero. Instead of drowning in the shadows of suspected patients, WakeMed could focus on her handful of truly positive ones. Thanks to this testing ability, we could catch our breath. We realized we got this. The fact that our lab teams were able to rapidly, let thoroughly, validate multiple COVID-19 testing assays to implement in-house testing is impressive enough, and that this was expanded to multiple campuses just as quickly as supplies were available, even more so. However, our staff has played an essential role throughout this entire pandemic. The phlebotomy staff has maintained their frontline role despite the uncertainty and PPE concerns. Multiple lab departments worked around the clock to both ship specimens and to enter results as soon as they were posted. Thousands of testing kits were assembled in-house to send to frontline providers to prevent the shortages that many other institutions are facing. Lab IS teams quickly created interfaces for new COVID assays and helped with Epic ordering algorithms to ensure proper utilization of COVID testing. Transfusion services conserve blood product supplies while balancing the need for an adequate inventory of emergencies. These are just some of the examples of the work our lab staff has done in the last 5 weeks to meet the needs of our hospital. To those heroes, among us disguised in lab coats, we are proud to honor you as part of Medical Laboratory Professionals Week. You are an essential partner in caring for our patients. I hope everybody will tune in tomorrow for another COVID-19 update.
This has been your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 20th. Thanks for listening.